Retournons au vestiaire avec Nick Suzuki qui a connu une très bonne deuxième moitié de match et Jeremy Filosa.
Our play, we've seen some nice stuff with the wheel.
Yeah, we had a few chances. Probably should have scored that one in the slot, but we've been working for one day, and I think it's just going to keep getting better.
Did you play that much on the PK as well?
No, I had no idea I was going to play penalty kill, but I'm used to it. I've been doing it basically my whole life, so the first one was a bit shaky, but I felt more confident as it went on.
So you had to compare with your first game last year. What would you say was the biggest difference for you?
I felt a lot stronger and able to win battles more. And that was a big thing for me. I wanted to be down low in the corners, winning battles. And for me, I felt a lot stronger today and compared to last year. And I think that's going to help me a lot.
Thanks, Nick.
Voilà pour Nick Suzuki. Il a dit, pas jouer souvent à des avantages numériques. Je ne savais pas que j'étais pour être utilisé. Mais il a fini par dire que, à la question de Jérémy, comparativement à son premier match l'année passée, il y avait tellement d'attentes. La transaction était fraîche faite avec Pacioretty. Il s'est bien débrouillé. Je pense qu'on retourne au vestiaire avec celui qui a marqué le but du match, Jake Evans.
It's gonna be fun to watch.
All about making a good impression, I guess, during these games. For you, not only the goal, but the way you got that goal, I guess, this is the most important for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I was saying, I just wanted to get that puck out, and it was a pretty big moment in the game. And to get that opportunity to get on the ice, you got to do things right. So once I got out there, I knew I just needed to get that puck out and not give them any chances. And I just got a good bounce there and got a breakaway.
What do you think it showed to the coaches, the way you play that?
I mean, the biggest thing for me is I just want them to trust me. And I mean, by them putting me out there at the end, it was good for my confidence, and it was it's a good opportunity for me. So, I just want to show them that they can trust me and just play strong.
Did you have a time to take a look at where the holes were, or did you shoot instinctively?
I had an idea where it might be open, so I kind of just buried my head and shot it.
Must be feeling good. I mean, it's just a preseason game, but still, to get that game-winning goal and the crowd behind you, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. I think for a lot of us here, you're battling for spots and you're trying to make a good impression, so to get that goal was really cool.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Voilà. Donc, pour Jake Evans, ce que Jérémy lui disait, c'est que même si c'est un match en concours, il va y avoir beaucoup de valorisation. Ben, c'est clair. Hein? Il dit, moi, j'essaie de profiter de ma chance. Et il l'a fait ce soir.
Il a parlé de fiabilité. Je veux que les entraîneurs aient confiance en moi et tout ça. Je trouve que c'est quand même la bonne chose à dire.
On a vu son caractère bouillant, même en match pré-saison ce soir. Max Domi.
I was jumping up and down the penalty box. It's great to see. No, he's a great kid too. Worked so hard. And it's a heck of a play with the stick. Good stick. And then obviously the finish was great too. So, big win.
Outside of Primo, who else impressed you tonight? The guys trying to make an impression and make this team.
Yeah, I think everyone looked pretty solid. I mean, obviously it's the first game, so got a long way to go. Get the jitters and the rust out a little bit, but everyone played great. I mean, from obviously the line of Nate Cousins and Lacey, they were great. And you look at Verone and Barbs and that line, they were great. And Suzuki was awesome, so. All the boys played a great night tonight.
Max, what similarities or differences are there to having Joe on your right wing as opposed to left where you started the season with you last year?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough, right? Because obviously it's with the lefties out there, it's different. Got to get used to that a little bit. But, like I said, it's play with those two guys before, and it's pretty seamless. I mean, Joe doesn't mind playing over there, and obviously we all three of us can kind of come to the middle and swing, use our speed, and fill the lanes. So at the end of the day, I mean, we got three guys that can play all three positions, and it seems to work out.
Thanks, Max.
Voilà, donc Max Domi, fidèle, hein, parle rarement de lui, mais beaucoup des autres. C'est correct.
Ouais, c'est correct.
Il a dit, il a parlé du travail de Nick Suzuki. Il dit, il y a beaucoup de jeunes qui ont contribué à notre victoire. Il a parlé de Drouin, sauf qu'on s'est trompé de bord. On dit, c'est quoi d'avoir Drouin à droite, mais Drouin est à gauche. Mais bon, quoi qu'il en soit. Et on va aller joindre tout de suite au vestiaire le jeune Caden Primo.
Save on Palmieri, third period, keep kind of point of the game.
I just tried to give the team the best opportunity to win, and gotta just worry about the next shot, and really what I was trying to do for the whole game.
What goes through your head when the glass turns on you like that and kicks a puck out?
I mean, there's bounces here and there, and sometimes you're on the right side, sometimes you're on the wrong side. It's part of the game, and yeah, I mean, Fleury made a great effort to try to almost get it, but like I said, we came up on the short end.
When you spend your whole life dreaming of a moment like this and it goes the way it did and you end up with the win, how does that feel?
Yeah, first and foremost, I'm just happy that we got the win. The fact that I felt good and, you know, kind of ended the way it did, it was that's just an added bonus.
Fans chanting your name, did you imagine it could happen so fast?
Definitely not, definitely not. I mean, you can always dream, but yeah, that was something special.
As a goalie, to be part of an organization like the Canadians that have a long history of having very good goaltenders?
No, it just shows that, you know, the kind of hockey minds they have around the organization. And the biggest thing for me is being able to learn from what they have to offer.
One of the goals of the preseason is to make a good first impression. Do you feel like that's something you achieved today?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously want to put your best foot forward whenever. So, yeah, it was just happy we got the win. And
Thanks, Caden.
Voilà pour Caden Primo. Tu sais, quand on vous disait que c'est un jeune homme assez calme, vous venez de l'entendre. Hein, c'est,
on est... rien de flamboyant.
Rien de flamboyant. Il est content. On lui a dit content d'atterrir dans une organisation comme le Canadien, longue tradition de gardien. Ben, il dit oui, les gens ici se nourrissent avec le hockey. C'est un peu ce qu'il disait, là, oui, l'essence ça. De son message. Ouais. Il dit content de faire partie de ça. On lui a parlé de son arrêt face à Palmieri en troisième période. Pour sauver la mise. Là. Oui. Il a été tellement spectaculaire sur ce fameux 2 contre 1. Il venait d'entrer devant le filet à froid. Là.